The following is an email received by an organization called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. It came from an active member of the U.S. military. This morning, our commander opened up the combat readiness status briefing, urging us not to be afraid as to what is happening with our combat operations in Iran right now. He urged us to tell our troops that this was all, quote, all part of God's divine plan, and he specifically referenced numerous citations out of the book of Revelation, referring to Armageddon and the imminent return of Jesus Christ. He said that, quote, President Trump has been anointed by Jesus to light the signal fire in Iran to cause Armageddon and mark his return to Earth. The author of that email also noted that they were writing on behalf of 15 other unit members. Now, last check, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation has received over 200 calls from more than 50 military installations across all the services since last Saturday, reporting similar teachings from their commanders. It's important to note, too, that the Military Religious Freedom Foundation fully supports the practice of all faiths in the military service. They're not one of those organizations that tries to limit or even eliminate religious freedom. So where to begin addressing what these very misguided commanding officers are telling the troops? How about this? Let's start with the term Armageddon. The actual word or name, Armageddon, is only mentioned one time in the Bible. It's found in Revelation chapter 16, verse 16. And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. So as you can see, these commanding officers are already wrong by referring to Armageddon as an event when the Bible actually reveals it to be a location. The actual name of the location, by the way, translated from Hebrew, is the Mount of Megiddo, which many historic battles have taken place. Now, there are a couple of problems with what these commanding officers and zealots are telling their troops about Trump lighting the fire to bring about Armageddon. First, and you may have heard, or I don't know, maybe read about this, is that before Armageddon takes place, something else will. The rapture. Reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. We're also told this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now, as I said, there are two major problems with what these commanding officers are proclaiming. They're skipping over the rapture. That was one. The other, which you just might have caught passing mention of in the New Testament, the tribulation. Jesus gives us this warning in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. For then there will be great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. Now, while there is a long-time theological debate that's been going on about whether the rapture happens before or after the tribulation, it's important to note, if you go through Revelation chapters 4 through 18, which detail what will take place during the seven-year tribulation, the church isn't mentioned in those chapters. And since the faithful are the body of the church, can that lead to any other conclusion other than the faithful will be raptured before the tribulation? Getting back to the commanding officers spewing false teachings and twisting God's word, to claim that an action taken on purpose can bring many of this about is without question going against the word and the will of God. Let's turn to Mark chapter 13, verse 32. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. The Bible does not have just a message for these zealots, but a warning for them, and no, it is not good. We find this in Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book.